One night, as the fog crept in from the river and silently slithered up the streets of the city, little Louis Lafitte had the urge to go for a walk. He knew where he was headed. In fact, he could find it in the dark. It was the cemetery. And there, among the tombs and mausoleums, were old rusty tracks he could barely see in the long grasses. He felt with his foot until he found the tracks, and he followed the tracks until there before him loomed a big, mossy, viney-covered mausoleum. And once again, he found the steps of the mausoleum, and he stepped up and whoosh! The doors folded open, and he stepped in and crickets outside, and an occasional owl. But then, slowly, it awakens. First, the doors fold close. Then the streetcar motor starts up. And now, he can hear some old bones in the back beginning to stir. Creak, crack, and then long, slender skeleton finger reaches out and touches his shoulder. Oh, it's only the first mate. Not that way, Jose. And then this dank, dark, old abandoned streetcar awakens. The big round headlight, click, comes on, shining on the other mausoleums as if to say, "See, I glow and you don't." And high above the headlight at the top of the streetcar, something flickered and flashed. In very large letters, the name Le Petit Lafitte. And finally, creaking and groaning, the streetcar begins to move. Even though the parrots were still silent, little Louis knew they were pleased as parrot punch. But what pleased them most of all was to stop and pick up an unsuspecting tourist. Of course, this was at night, and a foggy night too, and there were no lights inside the streetcar. And these pirates, they were so clever. They sat in all the front seats. So the poor passenger had to feel her way along the aisle, back, 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 into the very back of the streetcar. And if a street lamp flickered through the windows, and she saw pirates with hats, bandanas, capes covering their faces, and cutlasses too, the tourist might think, "Oh, they are going to a costume ball. What fun." What fun indeed. And when they had picked up maybe 6 or 7 tourists, the streetcar stopped no more. It rumbled on and on and on. And then the passengers began to notice, "Why aren't we stopping? Where's my street?" And then, "Where are the houses?" And then, "What are these big trees with moss hanging down?" And finally, "What are those? Tombs? Mausoleums?" And then, the streetcar did stop. A tourist would ask, "Where are we stopping here?" Little Louis would reply, "This is the end of the line." The pirates loved when little Louis said that. And always a small would escape from some pirate who couldn't contain himself. By now, all the passengers, who were not pirates, were very angry.
I will report you.
I know the mayor. I will have your job. I am not getting off the streetcar until you take me where I want to go. It was always I this and I that until... slowly it starts. And then it grows and grows. What is it? It's the grumbling of pirates building up to a big hair-raising. Ha! Then suddenly the pirates reveal themselves. Their grinning skulls, yellow teeth, clacking jaws, and that fearsome pirate. Ha ha ha! Cordless as Flash, bony fingers reach out. And the poor tourists, they scurry, they scrabble, they tumble over each other trying to get to the door until finally only two plump ladies are left caught in the folding door. And they push and they snarl. Get out of my way, you cow! They say such awful things to each other. But still, they are squeezed together, stuck in the folding door. That is, until Four-Fingered Freddy, the most chivalrous of all the pirates, comes to lend the ladies a hand. He is so nice, he lends two hands. And he pinches both of them. Eek! They jump into the air and hop right out the door. Whoop! And they run away. The pirates look at one another. They nod their heads and growl. Yes, it was a very good night for the pirates of Le Petit Navire.